The rail car community is called Adam Street Station, located next to the Hart Bridge across from the stadium. There are 25 train cars here lined up and permanently parked around a pavilion, says marketing manager Mike Parrish.
It's a gated community that's basically designed for tailgating.
Or what he calls railgating. Rail car number 5 is a long, slender red parlor car. There's a bedroom and bathroom with a shower in the back, a decked out kitchen up front.
Yeah, all these cabinets are new. This is a wood countertop here, and this is a Cambria countertop. They have the glass tile backsplash. Oh, yeah.
And in the middle, the living room. Paris says when it comes to furnishings, no expense has been spared. There are $4,000 chairs, $800 lamps, and even the furry throw on the couch.
This is a $500 throw. A person that is going to buy a luxury product like this would enjoy the features that are in it.
So how much is this one going for?
This particular car furnished with everything in it is $315,000.
And the rail car next door, it's even more, $360,000, Parrish says.
This is really just for the ultimate Gator fan.
It's an orange and blue Gator themed parlor car.
But this has got a dual kegerator in here for beer. It's got 4 TVs in here.
Parrish says there are cheaper options that start around $195,000.
And that's basically for a caboose, maybe that's in drywall state.
And who's buying these rail cars, you ask?
Most of the people, in fact, all of the people that own here are small business owners or executives.
There are 16 rail cars still for sale. And although owners aren't allowed to live in them, they can stay overnight for tailgates and also use them as office space. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.